Good morning. This is Down to Brass Tacks. I am Dr. Christina Hines with you until 2 in the afternoon. The number to call is 434-1790. And if you wish to WhatsApp us, you can use 266-4862. Before we went to the break, I received a message on the WhatsApp, and I would just like to read it. It's not related to what we've been discussing so far, but I think it is an important message to get out. It is an appeal from a grandparent who has noted that their grandchild has gone missing since yesterday. She left her mother's home at 3:15 p.m. and has not been home since. The person is asking me to let the nation know that her name is Alexandria Vaughn from Bathsheba, St. Joseph. And if you have seen her or know her whereabouts, they're asking that you contact a police station. I hope that you are able to find your loved one. All right. So far we've been talking about the COVID-19 pandemic, in particular in Barbados, the recent development of the extension of this so-called national pause. I prefer not to use pause because usually when I pause something and then you take it off of pause, you're back at the same place. I think that after we come out of this pause, we will not be at the same place at all. This is more like a stop, and we need to do some restarting after. But this is just my opinion. Let's go to the phones and see what others have to say. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Blessed day to you and to all.
Thank you, and welcome to the program.
Hi. I woke up this morning. Outside was so pretty, so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good. Mercy endure forever. The Word of God says from the Bible that when God created the heavens and earth, it took 6. He created them in 7 days. And we are only human beings. God could have swiped his hand and everything would have come into being, but he took that time. And when this virus first came out, they were saying novel coronavirus.
Yes.
Which means new or never seen before, something like that. Mm-hmm. Novel. New, right?
New, so yes, that's right.
It's step by step that governments have to be dealing with this situation. There's no one that they can wave and everything will be perfect. And it disturbs me greatly to hear how disrespectful and condemning some of our people can be relating mm-hmm. to those who are handling this situation. I congratulate and I pray for the Prime Minister, Ms. Motley, and her ministers, her teams, the persons at Central Bank, everyone that is tasked with dealing with this situation, apart from, you know, the normal runnings of the country. It can't be easy. Being a leader
is true.
A gift from God itself. Some people give up. They can't handle the stress, the criticism, and because they're only human, it calls for extra grace and more grace to deal with such a time as this. And I so thank the young man, Dr. Corey. He's looking a little tired. I'm praying for him. Mr. Bostick, Minister Bostick, the gentleman said that he came on and he went straight to, he's happy. Oh, Lord, give the man something to be happy about. It's stressful. Mm-hmm. The Prime Minister, everyone that was there have their part to play. They have different portfolios. And I don't expect everybody to come on and say the same old, same old. So I don't think he was callous or anything. You know, he started out his way. He got to do it. And I think he's doing a really good job.
This is Minister Bostick who's doing a good job.
They are all doing a great job because for me, I said, Lord, how would I handle it if I had that position? Would I give up? Would I hand over to somebody? And that has to be reasonable. Just give thanks and praise. I have a relative in the States, and, you know, you can see she's not in that position, but we talk about it. How people have to line up in the cold to go and get food, and we have a person getting food delivered to them. And she said, You all are so blessed. I don't think we know how blessed we are. Mm-hmm. And therefore, let us move on and let's start to back. If there's something that is bothering us, think about it and let us say, okay, how would I handle this? How can I help? Not help pull down. How can I help lift our country at this time? Because if we don't learn to get together in crisis, when will we get together? Don't look at other people. We can be a beacon. Just give thanks for what we have.
Yeah, there was I agree with you.
A young lady called Friday, and it really moved me when she said that. I think it was Friday, Thursday or Friday, and it moved me when she said that everything was getting to her. Everything, you know, was coming. It seemed like everything was coming down her. I understand her situation sometime back, you know, when I was younger, different things were happening. I'm going to tell her, God is the Father of us all. Whether you call him God, whether you call him Allah, whether you call him Jah, there are times in our lives when we have to go in our bedrooms or the worst here, kneel down and talk to our God and find peace in him and know that he is on the throne. And he said he'll never leave us or forsake us. And he has equipped us with everything that pertains to life and godliness. So let's take our mind off what we might be missing out on. Can't show up or luxuries or whatever, but the life that God has given us. Let's get every morning. Let's look out. Let's go out in the garden, plant something. If you're lonely, get a dog, get a cat. The shelter is calling for people.
The shelters are overcrowded, though.
Yeah, it's overcrowded because people that can't feed their dogs, maybe you can't feed yours. I have a little one here and I can feed her. Mm-hmm. So if you're lonely, look after something. Look outward. The inward thing will destroy us. Like me, and I can't. You know, give to others. Learn to share. Call if you can't leave your home. But get into the Word of God. Finally, you see the Lord's Prayer.
If I know the Lord's Prayer?
If you remember, because I know most of us in Barbados do it, right?
Okay.
The disciples was with Jesus 3 years, right? 3 years. And they heard that Paul had taught his disciples how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Not Paul, John Baptist. John, right, had taught his disciples how to pray. And Jesus was talking to them. And he told them of the times that were coming, the treacherous times that would be coming. And they said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And Jesus directed them to the Father. He said, when you pray, say this, our Father who art in heaven. So we're looking higher than ourselves when we say that, our Father who is in heaven. Right? Hallowed be thy name. We're giving you honor, God. Don't care what's happening. We're giving you that honor. We're giving you glory because you are still in control. I wrote it down, and I never knew that the Lord's Prayer had it so much that I wrote it down and went through it. So that young lady, my dear, my dear sister, my dear daughter, because you're young and I'm older, seek a word from God. Write down the Lord's Prayer. Find a sign, something to comfort your spirit. Look upward to God, not just inward, because that would just pull you down. And start giving some thanks. When your praises go up, the blessings of God will come through. And this is for our nation.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you so much for that uplifting message. I know this is a very difficult time for many people, and they may need to hear some of these sorts of messages. People believe a lot of different things. So this message may not be for everyone, but those who need it, it has been spread via the airwaves. Let's take another call. Good morning. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning, Miss Hines. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm a bit upset.
I'm a little upset too, but trying to be okay, right?
It's true. That's all we can do. I'm a bit upset this morning, ma'am, because I'm calling in connection with the poor customer service that is happening throughout this Barbados. This morning, I called the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union Contact Center at 8:30 a.m. They had the recording, they had music, all kind of ads in the background, blah, 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 blah. I put down the phone around 9:30 a.m. this morning, ma'am. I decide I will take the time and reach out on their Facebook page to ask them what is going on. They gave me numbers to the branch in the eastern part of the island, which is Six Roads. I called. I told the lady my name. She asked me for my account number. The lady did not even listen to me. I said to her, good morning, ma'am. I've been calling your contact service straight away. What's the account number? With a hostile behavior. I told her my account number. What's the name on the account? It was like, whoa. Amazing. From there, she told me what I inquired, and I said to her, okay, thank you. Bam, phone dropped down my ears. I am saying in the 21st century, we have so much social media. We have WhatsApp, we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter. We have all sorts of technology that can be used. Why is it that financial institutions in Barbados still continue to practice poor customer service skills? Mm-hmm. You're going to drop down the phone in the ear of a member. Well, really and truly, I can say to them no. And I hope that somebody is listening that is a member of the board or whoever. My family is in the fifth generation of being members of that credit union. And it is sad. I have family members in England. One in particular who wants, when she had wanted to come home, but due to COVID-19, can't come to Barbados right now. Want to join the credit union. And this is the kind of disrespect and disregard you're being given to a member. Well, I got notice for them. There is another credit union in Six Roads, so they can kiss my membership goodbye.
So let me ask, can I ask you a question? You find that this is consistent? Because I am a credit union member and I get very good service. I have not experienced poor customer service. I generally get, I mean, sometimes you do have to hold on quite a while, but when you get through, I have found that the service has been quite good. When I go in, I actually quite prefer the service I get at the credit union to the banks. So I'm wondering, is this something that's consistent, or you think this is a one-off? This is somebody who had a bad day, or is this your general experience?
Well, ma'am, I can be honest with you, right? I think that this is really a one-off situation, but really and truly, mm-hmm. I've come to realize in the past year or so, right? I've been to other credit unions to do other businesses. I will tell you, two in particular have had excellent customer service skills. Ma'am, I worked in customer service for a good, I think, a year and a half. And I will tell you this, I have my issues too, but when I leave home, I bury my issues at home. When I get to work, I deal with at work. I try to fit in everybody's shoes. That person you may have spoken to on the phone, you do not know if their aunt is actually your boss. I have had experiences already that, I'll never forget one time I was working and answering the phone, and I said something incorrectly. And you know, within a half an hour, my boss called me and jabbed me up. You know, he said to me, that lady that you spoke to on the phone was actually my grandmother. I had to apologize to him. And he was upset. And I had to say to him, sir, I'm extremely sorry. We need to practice better customer service skills in Barbados. I think all financial institutions in Barbados should set up WhatsApp numbers. That way, it will eliminate the problem. If you're having problems with your contact service center, come out and put ads. They put a lot of ads on Starcom, in VOB in particular. Why not come out and say, look, we're having problems with our telephone service, and address the problem? Another thing, too, on Sunday, you had a program about racism in Barbados.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I'm black, and I can tell you this. I'm in my 30s, and I can tell you this, the amount of racism that I've experienced in Barbados, it is given by both color of skin, but especially your own. I will go places in Barbados, ma'am, and security officers that are doing their job, that are the color of my skin, give me the most hostile, inappropriate experience and behavior. And I sit and I ask myself the question every day. We as a country want to come together only when hostile situations hit us. We keep singing that part in the national anthem all the time. The Lord has been the people's guide for the past 300 years. But still, every day in Barbados, you're being faced with hostile behavior towards your own brothers and sisters who are black.
Yeah.
Don't talk about the other color in all due respect. I have persons in my family who are white. When all due respect, ma'am, it is nonsense. And I'm saying, right? The only way that this nation will get past all of these strikes and all of these tribulations is by coming together. Ain't about coming together only on Emancipation Day. Ain't about coming together only on Black History Month. It's an everyday process. Why is it that we continue to want kill and stab each other? No wonder people are going to come from other parts of the Caribbean and buy out our businesses, and we have to work for them like slaves. This is nonsense. In the 21st century, this country does not have its own national bank.
We had one,
but we don't have one anymore. I was a former customer of that bank, and I had to end up switching my money to even from the current bank that has taken over. So I'm saying, ma'am, the only way we will have liberty and freedom in Barbados is if we, as the black brothers and sisters, come together. So we can have an all day of prayer, fasting, everything in this nation until we make up in our minds that coming together. I mean, look, you live in the...
But you know, everybody's not going to come together. I think that is a utopian dream, and it's good to have those, to believe that everybody will come together in humanity, of a particular race, that women will come together. I think those who are willing to work towards something should focus on working with others who are similarly minded. But I think we will always come upon people who are not interested, who have other agendas, or who are just completely and entirely self-interested. And I think when we talk about us having to come together, we need to understand that it will not be everybody, and there will always be people pulling in the other direction.
Okay.
Well, that's my view.
Yes, I agree with you. In closing, ma'am, because I don't want to keep back the forum, because I know the persons want to get into their views. In closing, though, I am really, 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 really saddened every day when you wake up in this country and you see the level of disrespect and what is being said. I mean, among your own color skin, and it really drives me into tears. It really do. So I'm going to ask this question. Are we going to deal with the elephant that's in the room, which is us? Or are we going to continue to spin thought and mud all the time? So really and truly, the Prime Minister is trying her best, but it depends on us. And until we find that willpower within us to say, look, you know what? The time has come that we stop biting down and beating down each other. I came from a district that everybody got a problem against each other. And that is not the way to go. You as a person may have a problem with me. I may have a problem with you. But what does it take every day that we're going to wake up and we're going to try to beat down, pull down, tear down each other? It's going to make no sense whatsoever. And finally, this is my final point. This is my final point for sure. I think in Barbados, right, that the time has come that all government sector have WhatsApp contact numbers. That way, it alleviates the problem of having to pick up your landline phone and having to hear a lot of music in your ears, like if you're being put to sleep with lullabies. I think it would be better that way. That way, you'll be able, I mean, Prime Minister, if you're hearing me, I mean, Minister of the Digital Technology, if you're hearing me, please hear my cry. Set up WhatsApp numbers throughout government, from NIS back down to BWA. That way, if a person can't get through on the modern-day telephone, they can easily send a number. They can even send a photo of their bill or whatever they want to. Thing, and it will be answered from there. If there's any further information, then you contact them, then it can work.
Okay. Well, thank you for that suggestion. I think there may be some issues with that too, because you need somebody to respond to the WhatsApp. I'm here looking at a lot of WhatsApps now, and I'm telling you, I can't respond to all of them. But thank you for your call. We'll take a break. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. This is Down to Brass Tacks. I am Dr. Christina Hines. You can reach us at 434-1790 and WhatsApp via 266-4862. That WhatsApp number is for messages only, not calls. I see sometimes people try to call. Speaking of the WhatsApp, there is a question here. There's an individual who has noted that they are unable to get through to this COVID hotline. They've been trying the number and since Friday last week, and no matter which option they select, so I guess there are numbers that you can select for persons with symptoms to book a test, inquiries on travel protocols, general inquiries, and other inquiries, they're unable to get a response. So this is perhaps in some ways connected to what the previous caller was talking about as to whether they can be WhatsApp numbers or other ways of getting in contact with some of these significant agencies. I hope this person is successful. They're inquiring as to whether there's another number besides the advertised 536-4500. During the break, I was looking to see if I could find another one, but I have not. So if anyone has any information that can help people who are trying to get through to the COVID hotline, if there's an email address or if there is indeed a WhatsApp number, that would be useful information. Let's go to the phones. I gather that people want to get in on the program, and it is a call-in program. So this is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Hines.
That's me.
Yes. First of all, I would like to commend you on your refreshing approach that you have brought to this program as it relates
to moderating.
To me, you have basically rebranded this program for all the positive, you know, you interact very well with the callers and so forth. My intervention this morning has to do with a situation that is brewing and trying to prevent another tragic accident. The last one we had was at the Garrison 27 years ago, when a person who was using the track to exercise got galloped into by a horse while the horse was exercising. Because of the COVID-19 shutdown, as it relates to exercise times, the government had said between 6 to 9 you can exercise. So what's happening? We have the amount of people who use the Garrison on mornings has increased by 1,000%. Imagine you have horses galloping on the main course, and at the same simultaneously you have people trying to cross the main course to get onto the center field to exercise. You don't think that that's a tragic situation waiting to happen? There are little children in prams being pushed across the track, right? What I'm saying, the solution, in my view, the turf club should come up with an area where these people can be supervised to cross the track, because the Garrison track is a very oval track, and it's difficult sometimes, depending on where the sun is on mornings and so forth, to see how far a distance a horse is, so how safe it is for you to cross the track to get across. The horses are galloping. I mean, so there's an influx in numbers. So I'm just using this program to try to prevent another tragic accident. The last one occurred 27 years ago, a horse named Twinkling the Light, horse being exercised by a jockey named Vibert Woods. And you know, so there's an increase.
So your suggestion is for a crossing, for a designated crossing area.
And that should be supervised also by some person, right? It's an accident waiting to happen. I can't believe it. The other morning, I witnessed people trying to just stay because the jockey had to check the horse, you know. And the thing is, they're all bundling. They're not wearing face masks. That's another unfortunate thing. And this goes on. So what the knee-jerk thing in this country now, that when something like that, another accident comes, they would basically prohibit people from using the track. And I must go on and say, throughout the Caribbean, Guyana, Trinidad, Jamaica, etc., and the international world, no person can use a racetrack for walking. You understand? The only time that track is be free is on Sundays. That's when the horses don't exercise. Horses start to exercise on mornings from the hour between 6 to 10. Those are the hours, you know. And you got this influx of people now suddenly, and
the same time.
And the officials just sitting there, just waiting till an accident happen. I mean, to me, it's madness. So I said I would call this program and try to prevent another tragic accident, because something that happened already, that would have happened. So I'm saying that the numbers of persons using the track to exercise on morning has increased significantly as a result of the COVID-19 lockdown, you know?
And the restricted times in which people can exercise.
Exactly. I think they might soon give you a restricted time to go in your bed. I mean, I mean, a few people can move around it. I don't see why they can't extend the time for people to exercise, you know. Something that I heard you said earlier, as it relates to the extension of the...
Before you go on, could I just make a little intervention here? Because even if your suggestion is not taken on, perhaps this is a good moment for people who actually do use the Garrison to exercise on a morning to think about being more cautious in how they move around the track as well. So in the absence of your suggestion being taken on, people also need to take care in their activities around there for their own personal safety, not just COVID-19 safety, but that too, but also not, to make sure that they do not get harmed by any of the horses.
But you see, deeper than that, because the jockeys can be injured and the horses. Now is over $100,000, depending if it's an imported horse. I value the lives of the people. That this is what I'm calling about. But it's a whole vicious cycle thing that can happen. And the thing is, it has happened in the past. Some person actually lost their life at the Garrison exercising one morning. Right. And there are
Thank you for that.
Right.
You had another point you wanted to make.
Yes.